The content on this channel is for educational and informational purposes only. Nothing we say or do should be considered advice. No tax, legal, accounting, investment, or any other kind of advice. Anything you invest in is at your own risk. Do your own research and consult with professionals. Hello, Joseph.
Howdy.
What's up, sir?
Oh, it's everything's going great. Cosmos is getting lively. Terra's starting to heat up. Things are going well. How about you, Evan?
Living life, loving life. It's a dreary day here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I get to hang out with my old friends, especially Steph, who, despite being told 3 weeks in advance of this live stream, shows up 9 minutes before we go live. So apologies to everybody watching here for our late start, but you can blame it on Steph and his inability to be punctual. So
I'm glad that we don't have a mic on Steph.
Steph, do you have a mic?
I have a mic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. He does have a mic. And Steph, how do you feel about this? You're getting blamed right now.
It's true.
It's true. Yeah.
It's true.
All right. Anyway, welcome back. Thanks everybody that's watching. Thanks everybody that's watching on replay. A lot of big news as Joseph precluded. I don't know what the word is there. To just moments ago. Obviously, Cosmos picking up some steam. A bunch of different things we're doing. What is this show all about, Joseph? What are we doing here? We're doing a slight pivot away from Pantera's Bagel Show, where I just drink 15 beers and scream about freedom.
We could still have a Pantera like bagel segment where you just get hammered on the stream, like just for a solid 2 minutes.
Pre-record it. We could pre-record like a Friday night segment where I just scream about sovereign currency and the need for Bitcoin. And
we could just sprinkle it in.
Yeah.
People would enjoy it.
We're going to continue doing mean comments and stuff like that. We are going to try to be a little bit more consistent. During the end of last year, we just had a bunch of stuff going on. I have stuff going on with Obi. These guys have stuff going on with Flipside. So the plan
news is... News also kind of died down. Like we kind of hit some bear market times too. Stuff was a little dry for a little bit.
Right. And there wasn't a whole lot of news to report about. But I think that going into this year, it's a good time to kind of ramp it up again, be consistent. So we're going to try and be consistent for all of our viewers on Thursdays. It's going to be live. It's going to be sort of off the cuff, but we're going to cover all the news and try and keep it brief so that if you don't want to just hear us ramble on about nothing, you can play it at double speed and, you know, get all your news and info within your daily commute or whatever. So moving forward again, this is going to be more of a Cosmos-based space. Of course, I'm going to talk a lot about Terra, my favorite. There's a place in my heart always for them. And Luna 2.0 has made some strides here as of late. That's going to be the first topic of conversation. Steph, if you could bring up my screen share, please. This is a tweet from Jared from TFL. We know Jared. We're friends with Jared. Right now, the new station is in review from Google. So the station that they're coming out with, everybody's familiar with. A lot of people loved the UX and UI of Station and how easy it was to use, especially compared to some of the other wallets that are on Cosmos. Won't mention them by name. They basically have decided to make it cross-chain, make it interchain. We saw a little demo. I guess they like Donku better than us, and they gave him the keys to the castle.
Just hate us, man.
What was it, Tuesday? They gave basically a Donku a preview. But tomorrow, I'm going to have Jared on, and we're going to talk about it and get sort of the full details from them on what all you can do in Cosmos Station. But at a very high level, basically... you can now use the interface of Cosmos the interface of Station for different chains. And I think a lot of people are excited about that. It's a good alternative to Kepler. And what they are doing now, as of right now, and who knows, news could drop any second, is they're integrating the Station repo with Luna Classic, Osmosis, Juno, Say, and Carbon, and plus a bonus chain, which they'll announce later this week. Now, Joseph, you did some sleuthing into the repo, and you said that you might know what the bonus chain is.
Yes, there's a little bit of alpha there on the repo. If you could pull up my screen share, we can actually dig into what's open on their actual repo. Here you can see what have been closed. You can see they added Kujira, Carbon, Juno, and Mars Hub. That's something new. I did not expect to see something about Mars Hub here. And we do have a little bit of news about Mars leaking their UI. So Mars team, Delphi team, they're kind of, they're grinding. They're getting close. But as far as what we know, we see Say down here being one of the older ones that was integrated. But what's currently open, we see Crescent Network and Secret Network. I think Secret Network was that that alpha chain. I don't know if Secret was mentioned in that tweet. I don't remember exactly, but I'm pretty sure Secret is the one that no one is talking about. But I think they're having some sort of something that's making it difficult to integrate it, because this one's been open for 3 days now. So that's kind of TLDR of what's going on behind the scenes, and we can see what's actually happening with the code for the station. I'm super excited for this to be live on all the chains.
Yeah, and to take 3 days to integrate something, gosh, can you guys work any slower over there at TFO? What are you guys doing? No, jokes aside. So the way that I watched Donku's video about it, and the way that I think it works is you don't just open up, you don't just create like a Terra account on Station and then automatically, you know, you're connected to all these chains, right? You still need to essentially import a wallet from one of those chains, but then in the interface, it's very nice and easy to kind of switch over you know, which chain you're interacting with and whichever assets are involved with that chain. So stay tuned for tomorrow. I don't know if we're going to pre-record it or go live, but we are going to talk with Jared and get the 411 on everything that's going on with Station. And I think this has pretty big implications, because there are a lot of chains and, you know, just like being involved with Obi and having been at Cosmoverse, there's a lot of like layer ones and applications building on layer ones that are looking for a wallet solution. And whenever I think it was either Jared or Doe, I can't remember, tweeted out that they wanted to integrate Station with Cosmos chains. I mean, you saw the replies was like every single layer one layer one in Cosmos
basically
responded, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge UX boost, man. Like one of the things that I navigate a lot of DeFi, and user experience is not always the number one thing or priority that these devs have. And I think that that's one of the few things that of Terra is like a relic of the ancient past that we're going to forget. You know how back in the day, we forgot how to build domes in society. I feel like people are going to forget what Terra did for the UX and the actual UX experience. That Terra Station stuff, man, was just very clean. You could see voting. You could see your wallet. You could access Anchor directly from it. It was just such a smooth experience. And I think that every Cosmos chain stands to improve from that. And I'm not saying that I'm a full hater of like Kepler Wallet. I do think Kepler Wallet does achieve that. It does make it a little bit smoother. But Terra Station, something about that desktop app is just really nice. I just love it.
Yeah. And as we said, they're waiting on the Google Play approval, which hopefully can happen sometime soon. I know those things can usually take a while, but this is, just for everybody's information, just the extension. I don't know as far as mobile how much they've accomplished on that front. So just
they said that Jared responded on Twitter. I saw him respond. They aren't ready for mobile, desktop, and all the Chrome all the extension browsers will be live.
Right. So if you're a Station user on mobile and you're expecting to, you know, after today, be able to integrate some of these other chains, just keep in mind this is for the desktop extension only. Joseph, I'm going to put you on the spot because you're carrying today's show. What do you think broadly are the implications of this and for like Luna and Luna V2, which has sort of a tarnished reputation? I mean, it's fair to say that. You know, what are the implications for Cosmos letting their little brother, who you know, maybe was a bad kid at one point, needed to be sent away to boarding school for 6 months while they rebuilt themselves and you know, polish their image. What do you think are the broader implications of this?
I think this is positioning Terra to really be part of the Cosmos hub, per se, being part of the actual ecosystem there. And I'm not sure how marvelous it is to be part of the Cosmos hub. I think that the Cosmos hub is like notorious for the drama and everything that's going on. But I do think that I've heard interesting perspectives on both sides, is that all this arguing and nitpicking throughout the Cosmos hub either is bullish or very bad for the chains. Because it's like either they are working together to achieve an actual sustainable future, or they're just never going to achieve that. And so it's just depending on what type of perspective you have and what chain you're coming from. I think it's either a good or bad thing that Terra is focusing on that. It just really kind of depends on what your thesis is for blockchain. If you believe in the app chain thesis, then I think this is great, because Terra is going to find its way to support all these other app chains. Directly to Luna, no idea. I think that it's going to be really speculative in terms of how it's going to make the asset perform better. I haven't seen anything to make me think that it's going to do anything close to what it used to do because of the tie to UST. I'm ready for talks about UST 2.0. I don't know. Maybe we should invite Doquan to come up here and start talking about UST 2.0.
Well, we do have a, that's a bit of a segue, but I don't want to dive into that quite yet because we have a comment here that I want to read that I can't really see. Steph, read the comment for us.
Kepler charges arguably...
Wait, who's saying this? Are you saying this?
Marvolo.
Okay.
Marvolo.
Shout out to Marvolo.
Says Kepler charges arguably insane fees for full integration. More than 100,000, I believe so, for new change. It's simply not an option. If Terra is able to handle onboarding better... will be big.
Well, and that's, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of Kepler's deals, but I did hear, I think it was a Juno integration that, you know, there were whispers they charged upwards of like $300,000. And that was at the peak of the bull market. So maybe the
300,000,
something like that. Don't quote me on that. And, you know, if Kepler people are listening, they get pissed. Sorry. I mean, you can make a statement and we can try and figure it out. Kujira also came out with some protest to integrate with Kepler, which is why they built their own wallet. But now Terra has basically integrated all these other chains for free and in a quick, you know, short period of time. So that is pretty big. And I think it's a step in the welcome back direction for Luna, for lack of a better term. But I do think, you know, just to go back to your answer there, Joseph, it's interesting with the whole ethos and thesis of Cosmos, which is to have an app chain that operates on sort of the Cosmos layer zero. You know, there is a little bit of, I guess, more sovereignty or more room to kind of like do what you want. But of course there's spillover, and you know, there's, if you grow a huge Cosmos chain to, let's say, 40 billion market cap between two coins, and then one of them, which is your stable coin, happens to crash, you can kind of fuck over everybody else in the ecosystem. So there's still a little bit of that, like, hey, we're all in this together. But given the app chain thesis, you would assume that, you know, if an app chain wants to do something wild, you know, there's nothing anybody else can do to stop it because they have their own governance that's sort of siloed away from everybody else, right? And now we're getting a ton of comments. Steph, anything worth mentioning here?
Ooh, our number one fan is back online.
Yes. Ape Depto TV said UST 2.0 is the holy grail for the universe.
All right, Ape Depto TV.
Shout out to Ape Depto.
We love Ape Depto. He's always here. He or she, they are always here to participate and watch our show. We're a huge fan, or they're a huge fan, and we're a huge fan of them.
I'm a huge fan of this person called a guy called Jasmine.
What does a guy called Jasmine say?
Dude, this person, I love them. Everyone should go subscribe to a guy called Jasmine. Great content. You'll find the next hidden gem crypto token you can buy from a guy called Jasmine. And if you lose all your money, blame him.
A guy called Jasmine's question is this another scam like Terra or a smaller one? It's a smaller one. If you go look at the market cap of Luna 2.0, it's smaller than still Luna Classic. So whereas Luna Classic was a very big scam, Luna 2.0 is a small scam. I don't have the market cap in front of me, but you will be able to see, just do like a quick search. And you'll see that the scale, like, you know, the size of the scam is much smaller than, the first time around. So, Joseph, you mentioned that Mars had leaked some UI. Do you have that handy? I would be interested to see that because I haven't seen that yet.
Yes, I do. Let me actually pull that up. All right, Steph, pull up my screen. We're good to go. Mars Protocol popping out here. I did an interview with them probably about a couple months ago, just talking about their transition for their app. Everyone knows, or at least most people should know at this point, that they're going for this whole Mars Outpost thesis, where they're going to be providing lending markets natively on chain with these almost like a meta play of doing outposts using Mars Protocol. Somehow they're going to basically be very efficient for being able to deploy capital in those lending markets.
Are you just showing a tweet right now, or are you showing something on your screen? Because I can only see a tweet timeline.
This is the UI. This is the UI.
It's just an in on it. Okay.
This is all we've got. This is the UI. Shout out to Anon Intern for dropping this. But this is what we're looking at, and this is what we're dealing with. It's a very interesting little UI interface. Obviously, you can see that it's doing some interchain options here. You can do an Atom and Osmo LP Vault. And it seems like you can borrow off of this. It's primarily what Mars Protocol is going to be providing for the Cosmos chains is that lending market interaction. I'm excited to see this. I'm excited to see this deploy. It's going to open up unique and interesting possibilities. I think it's going to expand upon the Osmosis thesis, actually using that liquidity cross chain. And Osmosis is going through a lot of changes right now to make sure that they're being a capitally efficient DEX right now. So super interesting. Excited to see Mars doing this. They're taking their time. They're not rolling this out very quickly. And so I think that that's a great thing to do after coming back from something known as the Terra crash. So excited for this. What are your thoughts, Evan?
Yeah. So I did see Anon post this. He said it's just a Figma though, so we might be a long way off from seeing that live. But is it some combination then of Apollo and their interaction with Mars Protocol? I'm just laughing at a guy called Jasmine. Says unique possibilities to lose money. Yes, it is unique. It's very unique. It's always a layer deeper in the scam and how people hide their malice. Also, Jasmine is the name of the princess in the movie Aladdin. So I can see why a guy called Jasmine would be so upset at life and at us as we just try to give you information about this ecosystem. It's like, have you ever heard the Johnny Cash song, A Boy Named Sue?
Joseph, yeah.
You familiar with that song?
Yeah.
And he beats up his dad. That's going to be the life of Jasmine. It's a great song and a great movie with Aladdin, of course. All right. Let's also talk about, because you mentioned you wanted to hear talk about UST 2.0. While this is not UST 2.0, because that would be a huge scam, well, smaller scam than the first time around, but definitely a scam. Let's talk about the USK. What do we know about USK over on Kujira, Joseph? What do you know about it?
So I know that USK, I know that there's like Kujira has been hit a lot by controversy about not being open source and like being completely open source. Rumor mill is that Kujira got, I don't even know the claims directly, but I know that rumor mill is that Kujira has launched, or they've launched their own stablecoin called USK. It's native to their chain. And some people are saying that it's a carbon copy of the UST model, but with the MakerDAO minting function. And what I mean by the MakerDAO minting function is basically you take leverage positions to mint USK into the supply. And you make sure that it's over-collateralized based off of your lending market. USK is out and it's live. People use it on Kujira. They use it to use Orca. They do it. They use it all throughout that chain. You're telling me that there is a change on the collateral you can use now? Is that what's happening?
Well, Steph, if you can bring up my screen here, this is what the USK markets actually look like. I'm a big fan of Kujira. I think all these guys do is ship. I mean, they've been sort of mired in controversy. I know there was some talk, Jacob Gedikian, I don't want to mispronounce his name, but he runs validators on a bunch of different chains, and he's outspoken, but I, you know, again, like back to the sort of the initial conversation we had, like it's kind of good to have arguments out in public. And I think what Jacob does maybe pisses people off, but I actually do appreciate like a lot of the stuff that he brings to light. And I think it's worth having a conversation about, you know, should open source software be, you know, funded or not funded by the community or whatever. But that's sort of a different conversation. But on the Kujira side, I mean, these guys, they ship and they've got a pretty interesting ecosystem that they've built. This is the USK dashboard. So what you do is you deposit some sort of collateral, and then you're able to mint USK, which is the stable coin that's pegged to a dollar. Right now, the options are Atom, Wrapped BNB, DOT, and Wrapped Ethereum. And as you can see, Atom takes up the majority of, about the majority of the supply with a little bit over 500,000 minted. Each one of these has a max supply of 1 million. You can see DOT, you know, barely putting a dot on the radar, pun intended. But it'll be interesting to see Luna, because we know that Kujira is kind of a spin out of Luna. You know, they were building on Luna back in the day. I would imagine there's a lot of crossover there. So if they do add Luna as a collateral option here, we might see a bit of volume come in on that side. And the proposal to add it is passing right now, past Quorum. Looks like it's going to pass. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. And then you've got basically like a pseudo, you know, you mint Luna for a stable coin. Sounds familiar. Sounds like something that, you know, Jasmine would be interested in purchasing and losing $50 in, and then coming into our YouTube comments and blaming me for the buttons that he pressed on his computer. So anyway, luckily only 11 people are watching this, he says, and he's one of them, and he's giving us a ton of engagement. So we appreciate that.
Appreciate the engagement rates. We need those in the bear market. It's tough out here.
It is tough out here, yeah. And he says, so we've got Marvalo back in, says, Osmosis has the right idea. One button deposit and you are in. Why do Kuji users need to look a convoluted? I think he maybe meant use a convoluted bridging UI. Joseph, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, Osmosis is kind of like the standard for like being able to deposit into right now. It's the smoothest DEX experience in the cosmos. I think Kujira is just more focused on finding apps right now and deploying those specific apps instead of like focusing on that polishment of them, of like improving that UX experience. But yeah, no, I totally agree. I don't think that Kujira is any worse than all the other like other chains that I've interacted with. I don't know if any of you people interacted with Harmony back in the day. I did do some Harmony farming, and my God, was that horrid. I hated interacting with Harmony. It was probably my least favorite chain to ever interact with. So anything that is like above the Harmony bar, I'm going to be okay with. And Kujira is above the Harmony bar. But yes, no, I do agree. I do agree that there's definitely room for improvement. And Kujira is no, like they've already said that they're integrating, or I don't know if they've gone announced it, but it is on the repo. They are integrating Cosmos Station. So hopefully that makes it a little bit better. Who knows what they do Cosmos Station for? Maybe they make their own station app that lets you interact with all the other dApps that are deployed on the Kujira chain. That would be sick. That's kind of how I'm envisioning a lot of these Cosmos chains improving their UX. That's what Terra was really good at. Just start spreading that throughout the cosmos. Make the cosmos the most pleasant chain to interact with. Because I think that's the number one way to get people to get into all these different ecosystems and actually start interacting with dApps.
Exactly. And cool. Well, we also have some, what are you drinking there, by the way, Joseph?
Coffee. I made an Americano. I'm a big coffee guy.
Interesting. Well, let's dive into the, I'm sure you guys have some insights, right?
Yes, we have one insight that we're going to be talking about today, and it's going to be about decentralization. Everyone's favorite word. If you're coming from Terra, if you're coming from anywhere around the cosmos, or even from blockchain, everyone loves their favorite buzzword, decentralization. Well, Osmosis has been going through a lot of conversations about decentralization. And at the team over at Flipside, we did some analysis digging into what are the implications of decentralizing a network if you were to add validators to the network. Some people would assume that if you look into the data that you're going to automatically increase decentralization if you add validators to the set. That is not necessarily true. There was a lot of digging that was done here, and this is all just from going into the transactional data. Queries were written to execute these actual analyses. If you guys are interested in learning how to code in SQL, this is the place to go. This is a legitimate dev app. It's really interesting. And Flipside is also going to be releasing a new front-end app where you can do SQL code, and you can make all the wonderful charts you want. And we support 16 chains. And today's analysis is just focusing on that Osmosis chain. And as you can see here, the voting power of the top 66% of the active validator set, once these proposals were passed, trying to expand that validator set, it actually increased the voter share of the top 66%. And not many people kind of expected to see that. I guess it wasn't, it was commonly believed that if you added more validators to the set, that it would boost the decentralization of your network. And that doesn't necessarily hold true. Even after they did the analysis and they passed even more proposals, you can see that the decentralization even started to get a little bit worse. So Osmosis is going through these. They're going through these efforts. And if you guys are interested in checking checking out this analysis, I'll be dropping it into the link of the stream. But there's a lot of stuff going on in Cosmos that is them trying to improve these ecosystems, make them better. And I'm glad that we can actually see this stuff happening in real time. What are your thoughts, Evan? I know you're not as much of a blockchain nerd as I am.
No, I think Flipside does great work. They're the truth, right? They're that's where you go to find the insights. And, you know, the model at Flipside is to sort of crowdsource all the best data analysts and the big brains that are out there floating around. And so we look forward to the Flipside Insight Weekly coming from you, Joseph, and your big brain that can, you know, parse through all the data, unlike my little pea brain that just looks at numbers and wants to throw up. So I appreciate that. Yeah. I did want to mention one thing that I forgot just to talk about really quick. In Station, and what you just brought up with Osmosis kind of reminded me of it. In Station, we saw in Donku's video, which you can go check out to get like the sort of the sneak peek of what Station looks like. It looks like there's a quick stake feature in the user interface where a user, instead of having to like look through all of the validators and figure out which one you want and blah, 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 it'll actually just automatically stake you to someone in the bottom one third of the set that has 5% commission or less and hasn't been recently slashed. So it's a good way to kind of rebalance that validator set. And I assume that it will be the same thing for any of these Cosmos chains. So we might see a bit of rebalancing, hopefully, through users staking through the Station interface once it comes to other chains as well.
Interesting. I know that Osmosis right now is going through a proposal talking about automatic staking of LP rewards. So if you are LPing on Osmosis right now, your rewards just accrue in Osmo. Well, they are passing a proposal where any Osmo that you get rewarded in the LP, it'll automatically stake to the network. And validators of the network are like stoked for that because like that increases their stake share. There's some people who want like an opt-in and opt-out interaction for that. So really interesting.
Yeah, that's interesting,
there.
Right? Because it helps kind of slow like the selling pressure from emissions.
Yeah, exactly.
And obviously validators are all for it. But I wonder if that does pass, what that does to the amount of liquidity on Osmosis, right? Because there's definitely, what is the unstaking time on Osmosis, Joseph? Is it 21 days?
I believe it's like 10, it might be 11 days. It might be 11
days. Okay, 11 days.
Like
so yeah. You have to imagine that there is still some aspect of what they call mercenary capital out there that are people just, you know, they see a high APR or APY or whatever, and then they come in and they have to stake for, and on Osmosis, you still have options where you can stake for minimum to make more. So there is still like a little bit of a throttling of sort of like the emissions there. But it'll be interesting to see if it's automatically staked, if some of that mercenary capital flees from those LP pools, or if they're going to grandfather in people that have already LP'd that are farming over there. That's an interesting, and that's up for vote right now, or it's just being discussed?
It's in the forums right now. They're arguing about it in the forums. I think the vast majority of validators of the set are like totally in support of it. I mean, it makes sense. They get more stake into their
Well, it makes sense for them. Yes.
Yeah. But even some validators are saying like, no, on a personal level, we don't want to do that, because you're right. There are people who want to sell off the rewards. They want to sell off those tokens that they accrue. And I personally, I've changed my perception of farming. Like on a personal level, I no longer consider mercenary farming as much. Right now, I'm kind of just farming to accumulate specific types of assets that I think are undervalued on certain blockchains. So I guess I've moved away from that mentality of like, I kind of would enjoy an automatic staker to a certain level on different chains.
Yeah, no, I get that. So that'll be interesting. Let's keep tabs on that conversation. Maybe we can talk about it again next week, because we're going to be so consistent here that you're going to see our beautiful faces every single week, every single Thursday. We're going to try and do 12. So actually like right around now is when we'll be starting, but we had to start early this week, and you can join us. You'll see me, you'll see Joseph. Maybe you'll hear Steph. Maybe Jasmine will join us in the chat and post more clown emojis. Jasmine, you're like 8 months late to your like dumb fucking arguments. 8 months ago, every single person in the comments, and there were thousands of them, hundreds of them, maybe, we're saying the same thing as you. So you think coming in 8 months late to like post a clown emoji does anything other than me getting a little bit of pleasure of making fun of you? It's not doing anything for you.
I'm loving the free engagement farming. This is great. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Question for Jasmine. Do you want to come on the live stream? I'd love for Jasmine to come on the live stream.
We should send him a link right now. You can join us right now.
Join the live stream. I'd love to chat with Jasmine.
So Jasmine, 8 months late. 8 months late to the party.
Yeah, can't read a disclaimer apparently.
Yeah,
we forced Jasmine to hit buttons on the computer to purchase the next scam coin.
Right. You're the one that lost money, and it's your first cycle in crypto. Sorry, you didn't know that the number doesn't go up forever. One more thing I want to say before we part ways here, Joseph. I am doing a Spaces with Enterprise today. So that'll be fun. That'll be interesting. Enterprise, which is another Terra Luna protocol that we're talking about.
Oh my God, Luna, dude, you're carrying water for Luna? Holy shit.
I know, crazy. But that's going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern, about 3 hours from now, over on Twitter. So if you'd like to come over there and talk shit, please feel free. We love the engagement. And after this, I'm going to go find a job. Unlike people that just posted comments on YouTube for an hour straight.
This is totally
clearly are bona fide.
This is totally not my job. I work at McDonald's full time, and I hop on these live streams with you.
Cynthia Henley says, "Everyone waiting for station and chain upgrade proposal to support Alliance Feather, etc." Yeah, that's I think what we're going to be talking about a lot. So,
I mean, I can't wait for the station. I can't wait. I'm really excited for the potential for that. That app is so widely downloaded now. So many people have it on their computers. And once that gets deployed, they'll be able to interact with all the Cosmos chains.
What do we have any other constructive comments, Steph, that we can address before we leave? I think there was like a question somewhere. This one, maybe. How do you feel about a recent controversy in regards to Terra-funded projects expanding into Cosmos without providing any tangible benefits for Terra, Astroport? Well, I mean, if you're addressing Astroport specifically, it's kind of hard to say that Astroport isn't giving a benefit to Terra when they're still like the number one DEX on the platform. And so, I mean, I think Astroport has done a decent enough job to, I guess, justify the emergency funding. It's such a touchy subject because everybody gets so like upset when you talk about it. In some ways, and we kind of made this apparent when the emergency funds went out, it was like, this is sort of a twofold funding thing where it's like, we want to fund teams that are still building, but it's also kind of a bribe to like keep teams that have already built things here, especially, you know, Astroport and those large teams. And so, you know, they've continued to support Terra. There's less volume and liquidity in the entire, you know, across all of crypto right now. So it's, you can't just point to like the activity and say, oh, well, Astroport, you know, they're down only and, you know, we gave them money or whatever. So I think it's kind of, you know, whatever. I'm glad that emergency funding for the most part is over because being on that council sucks. It's like a living hell. And anybody out there that is thinking about joining a council to talk about funding, good luck. I hope you know what you're in for because that's just all politics and bullshit.
I'd have a little bit to say about it. I mean, Astroport's roadmap isn't clear. Yes, they are live on Terra and they're being the DEX. I've changed opinions like pretty recently about what role DEXs should play on chains. I believe that chains should have native DEXs that are provided to the infrastructure of the chain. Similar to how UST was a natively built-in stablecoin for the network, I believe that DEXs and AMM infrastructure should be introduced the same way. So I think that the model of building out DEXs is just kind of flawed from a governance token perspective. I don't think there should be a token launched from a DEX. I think it should just be provided by the chain. But regardless, we don't know what Delphi is doing with Astroport yet. We don't know fully what they're going to be doing with that. And it's kind of awkward for them for sure, because Osmosis is the principal DEX of Cosmos. How does Astroport fit into that? How do they actually build? I have a feeling that question is going to be answered as Mars Protocol, their lending market, gets rolled out. So definitely interested to see what happens. But if anyone knows anyone from the Astroport team, hit me up. I would love to have you on the pod for an interview, just to chat what Delphi's thinking about with the protocol.
Henry Berger says some people are talking about Luna and Lunk working together. How would that work? Well, if you've seen one of our streams from before the holidays, we talked about Merge DAO and their Blump token, which I don't know if that's, I think that's a joke because I haven't seen any progress. But in general, I don't think there's a direct correlation, but we do see that Luna Classic has been integrated into the new station. So I think a lot of people that have Luna Classic weren't able to even really access station, or they were going to deprecate station support. Or I don't know. I don't keep up with Lunk, so I have no idea like what is going on necessarily, but there was some fear that they weren't going to be able to access their wallets basically if TFL didn't continue to support station. And now seeing that Luna Classic will be integrated into the new Cosmos station, that's about as far as a collaboration as I've seen. I think that's it pretty much. So is Do Kwon still in hiding in Serbia? No, Do Kwon was in the Miami nightclub with me and Steph like a month ago, and he paid the tab, and it was like $80 billion, and he said most of it was Jasmine's money. So thanks for the bottles of Ace of Spades, Jasmine. We appreciate it, buddy. Cheers to you. All right, I think that's a good place to end it. Joseph, what do you think?
No, yeah, I think this was a good stream. Cosmos Station was live. Hopefully next week we have it live and we can actually interact with it live on the stream, or we just do it tomorrow with Jared. So excited for next week. Be on the lookout for more content from us. Definitely going to be hitting on much more Cosmos content. Cosmos Bytes is your live streaming option in the Cosmos verse. I'm excited for us to hit 2023 going well into this interchain thesis.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody. Big shout out to Crypto Dolphin creeping into the comments at the last second. Peace.